KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. You can hear us on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Up next on Morning Edition, the latest news from NPR and from the KPR newsroom, and a complete look at your weekend weather forecast. It's 6 o'clock.
Good morning. Ukraine's president says he is
Jimena Bustillo, NPR News, Washington.
U.S. futures contracts are trading in mixed territory at this hour. Dow futures are up about 0.1%. You're listening to NPR News from Washington.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. Kansas Republican Senators Roger Marshall and Jerry Moran voted along party lines Thursday on the two proposals to address the extension of Affordable Care Act subsidies. Kaylin Moore reports.
Marshall and Moran both voted against a Democratic plan to extend subsidies. Marshall wants to get rid of them altogether and invest in private health savings accounts. But he says maybe the underlying problem is that Americans are too sick.
We spend about 90% of our money on health care on 7 chronic diseases. So number one is I need America to get healthier. Now, number two is we would do these things I talked about. Make patients consumers again.
Some experts say health savings accounts won't address rising health insurance costs. 4 Republican senators voted with Democrats, including Josh Hawley from Missouri. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Kaylin Moore in Liberal.
The Kansas Board of Regents announced Thursday that Matthew Baker will be the next president of Emporia State University. Baker is currently vice president of student affairs at Northwest Missouri State University. He'll take over for Emporia State President Ken Hush, who is retiring. Baker told a crowd that higher education is changing and that Emporia State will have to adjust to new demands.
Demographic shifts, technological disruptions, and evolving workforce needs require regional universities to adapt with agility. ESU will not sit on the sidelines of that change.
Hush has served as president of Emporia State since 2022, when the university fired 30 tenured or tenure-track professors to cut costs. 11 of the professors are suing Hush and others in federal court. If major proposed cuts to federal environmental programs pass in January, it could shift the burden of enforcing regulations to Kansas and other states. That's according to a new report by the Environmental Integrity Project, a national advocacy group. Funding and staffing for the Kansas Department of Health and Environment has held steady for 15 years, but those resources could be soon stretched thin. Jen Duggan is executive director of the Environmental Integrity Project.
These agencies ensure that our drinking water is clean and safe, that the air we breathe is free from harmful pollution, and that our rivers, lakes, and coastal waters remain healthy.
The Trump administration says its proposed budget reins in unnecessary regulation. Weather forecast for today, partly sunny skies with highs this afternoon near 39 degrees, winds out of the north just 5 to 10 miles an hour. Cold fronts moving in tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 21. Tomorrow, partly sunny with a high near 30 degrees. Sunday, sunny with a high only around 22 degrees. Right now in Lawrence, we have partly cloudy skies, 29 degrees. Topeka's partly cloudy, 28. Junction City, partly cloudy and 30 degrees. This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Matthew Algio. The time is 6:07.
Support for NPR comes from
Thanks for listening to your public radio station, which brings you Morning Edition. We know you get information from a lot of sources, and our commitment, what makes NPR different, is we're trying to bring you reliable information and show it, prove what we say, challenge officials to prove what they say, and give you the context to understand if they don't. We also commit to coming back tomorrow to keep trying, because the world is a complicated place. You never learn it all at once. This is NPR News.
This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Thank you for tuning in this morning. Coming up in 10 minutes, we'll get the latest news from NPR And from the KPR newsroom, coming up in the next half hour, the O'Connell Children's Shelter in Douglas County began 50 years ago as the O'Connell Children's Ranch, and it began as a way to address a troubling aspect of society at the time.
Mrs. O'Connell believed that it wasn't right that when children encountered police, both for their own misbehavior or the misbehavior of others, they sat in the county jail.
Coming up on Morning Edition, a look at the O'Connell Children's Shelter, the organization in this month's KPR Community Spotlight. You can hear that at 6:45.
Selling an old car, truck, or boat is a real pain, but the KPR Vehicle Donation Program can help. Donate your vehicle online at kansaspublicradio.org. A tow truck will pick up the vehicle, and you'll receive a tax deduction.
Weather forecast for today, partly sunny with a high near 39 degrees. Right now in Lawrence, it's partly cloudy, 29 degrees.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Civic Choir, presenting a festival of joy featuring a variety of choral classics Saturday, December 13th, 7:30 p.m. at First United Methodist. More at Lawrence Civic Choir's Facebook page.
I'm Tim Franks, host of BBC NewsHour. Coming up, a new risk in Gaza, flooding. The man who arranged the escape of the Venezuelan Nobel Peace Prize winner, changing polar bears' DNA, and what's to love about French games and Swiss yodeling?
BBC NewsHour comes your way at 9 o'clock. It's right after Morning Edition on KPR2. It's 6:21.
Support for NPR comes from the station.
This is NPR News.
Bees are usually the only insect involved in making honey, but now a new challenger has entered the ring. The spotted lanternfly has invaded the U.S., and its droppings, yep, you heard me right, may be invading the honey market.
This honey's much more savory.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Do you notice it's a little sour? All honey's not sweet.
A different and kind of awkward honey taste test. That's on All Things Considered from NPR News.
You can hear All Things Considered from 3 to 7 p.m. today right here on Kansas Public Radio. Up next on KPR's Morning Edition, the latest news from NPR and the KPR Newsroom. Forecast for today, partly sunny with a high near 39 degrees. More details coming right up. It's 6:30.
Congress. Like Texas and Missouri, Trump wanted a new map to try to help Republicans. This is NPR News from Washington.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. Both Republican Kansas Senators Roger Marshall and Jerry Moran voted along party lines Thursday on bills related to Affordable Care Act subsidies. Marshall says he opposed the extension of tax credits offered by Democrats because it would not address fraud.
Regardless of whether we extend these subsidies or not, the cost of health insurance for everybody is going to go up 25% this year. And all the Democrats want to do is just have the federal government pay a bigger share.
Health experts disagree over the scale of fraud actually taking place. The Kansas Board of Regents announced a new president Thursday for Emporia State University. Suzanne Perez reports.
In a unanimous vote, the Regents named Matthew Baker as Emporia State's next president. He is currently Vice President of Student Affairs at Northwest Missouri State University. Baker will take over from Emporia State President Ken Hush, who is retiring. Baker says he wants to cultivate a culture of trust and belonging at Emporia State.
A university thrives when its faculty and staff feel valued, its students feel seen, and its leaders listen with intention.
Emporia State made national news in 2022 when Hush fired 30 tenured or tenure-track professors to cut costs. 11 of those professors are suing the university in federal court. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Suzanne Perez in Wichita.
A baseball field in Kansas City, Kansas has been named in honor of a Wyandotte County deputy who was killed in the line of duty this year. On Thursday, the county officially renamed Heathwood Park Elijah Ming Memorial Field. Ming was shot and killed responding to a domestic disturbance on July 26. He was 34. The man accused of killing Ming, 38-year-old Sean Harris faces capital murder charges. Weather forecast for today, partly sunny skies, high temperatures this afternoon near 39 degrees, winds not too bad out of the north at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 21. A cold front comes in for the weekend. The forecast for Saturday, partly sunny skies with a high near 30 degrees. On Sunday, sunny skies, but high temperatures on Sunday, only around 22 degrees. Right now in Lawrence, it's mostly cloudy, 29 degrees. Topeka, partly cloudy, 28 degrees. It's 6:34.
Support for NPR comes from this...
You're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Good morning. Thanks for tuning in. Still ahead, a new study is providing hard data about just how bad school closures during the COVID-19 pandemic were for children's mental health. We'll hear that story at 6:56.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, devoted to improving the lives of Kansans, Americans, and people everywhere through discoveries in health, technology, the environment, and more. Information about KU research is at ku.edu.
Weather forecast for today, partly sunny skies with high temperatures near 39 degrees. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 21. Cold fronts moving in for the weekend. Forecast for Saturday, partly sunny with a high near 30. Sunday, sunny with a high near 22.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas City PBS, presenting Dreaming of the Dance, a look backstage during the Kansas City Ballet's performance of The Nutcracker. Available to watch on demand on the PBS app or YouTube.
Current conditions around the KPR listening area in Lawrence, mostly cloudy skies, 29 degrees. Topeka's partly cloudy, 28. Manhattan, mostly clear, 29 degrees. It's 6:44.
Next time on the Retro Cocktail Hour, we've got exotic sounds by the What It Do Archive Group, the Surfmen, and Living Percussion. I'm Daryl Brogdon. Join me where the music is shaken, not stirred. The Retro Cocktail Hour, Saturday, 7 p.m. on KPR.
Good morning, I'm Steve Inskeep. Police in Michigan put out an...
Or at fisherinvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. This is NPR.
This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Matthew Algio. This month's KPR Community Spotlight shines on an organization that's been helping young people in Douglas County for nearly half a century, the O'Connell Children's Shelter. To learn more, KPR's Jay Schaefer spoke with Marin Ludwig, the shelter's Director of Development and Communications.
We're approaching our 50th anniversary next year, when I was 18.
I hear you.
I'm 42, and my parents still sometimes help out. A lot of our kids don't have an adult to call in those situations. The studies show that if a young person in foster care has just one, like, caring adult in their life that they can call when they have a flat tire or they've been in a minor fender bender or they got fired from their job and they don't know what to do, just having that one caring adult in your life can really make enormous difference.
That's Marin Ludwig with O'Connell Children's Shelter. She was speaking with KPR's Jay Schaefer for this month's KPR Community Spotlight. One of the organization's biggest fundraisers is the annual Festival of Trees, which wrapped up last weekend. This year's festival raised $240,000 for O'Connell Children's Shelter. You can learn more about the shelter on our website, kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Mammoth, presenting Alison Krauss in Union Station, June 21st at the Topeka Performing Arts Center. Tickets are available through Ticketmaster.com. That's Alison Krauss in Union Station at Topeka Performing Arts Center, June 21st.
Coming up in 10 minutes on Morning Edition, the latest news from NPR and the KPR newsroom, including how Kansas Republican Senators Roger Marshall and Jerry Moran voted on two proposals to address the extension of Affordable Care Act subsidies. Coming up on the Classical Morning Show today from 9 till noon, Daryl Brogdon's in for Cordelia this morning. He'll have a lot of holiday-flavored music, including some of J.S. Bach's Christmas Oratorio. That and much, much more from 9 till noon on KPR 1. On KPR 2, you'll hear news from the BBC. Weather forecast for today, partly sunny skies with a high near 39 degrees. Tonight, mostly cloudy, lows around 21. Gets cold over the weekend. Tomorrow, partly sunny with a high near 30. Sunday, sunny with a high near 22. In Lawrence right now, mostly cloudy, 29 degrees at 9 before 7.
Specifically mental health.
We should probably be redoubling our efforts in that domain instead of cutting back funding.
For the immediate future, Trump administration cuts to Medicaid are expected to reduce access to mental health care for young people. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Our theme music was inspired by B.J. Lederman. I'm Michelle Martin.
Indeed you are. I'm Steve Inskeep.
You're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. We come to you from the University of Kansas, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence, 91.5 KANV and KANV HD1 Oldsburg Junction City, 91.3 KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7 KANQ Chanute, 90.3 and online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care. Winter dormancy is the ideal season for pruning mature trees, especially elms and oaks. More information at kansastreecare.com or by calling 785-843-TREE.
Up next on Morning Edition, the latest news from NPR, KPR, and the latest weather forecast. It's 7 o'clock.
She left the meeting early for another meeting on FEMA, which was canceled. You're listening to NPR News from Washington.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. Kansas Republican Senators Roger Marshall and Jerry Moran voted along party lines Thursday on two proposals to address the extension of Affordable Care Act subsidies. The current subsidies make health insurance plans on the government marketplace more affordable. Kalen Moore reports.
Marshall and Moran both voted against a Democratic plan to extend subsidies. Marshall wants to get rid of them altogether and invest in private health savings accounts. But he says maybe the underlying problem is that Americans are too sick.
We spend about 90% of our money on health care on 7 chronic diseases. So number one is I need America to get healthier. Number two is we would do these things I talked about. Make patients consumers again.
Some experts say health savings accounts won't address rising health insurance costs. Four Republican senators voted with Democrats, including Josh Hawley from Missouri. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Kalen Moore in Liberal.
A small county in southwestern Kansas plans to sue the state for more than $2 million it says it's owed to support a local hospital. Voters in Morton County approved a countywide sales tax in 2015 to support the hospital. The county is in the southwest corner of the state, bordering Oklahoma and Colorado. Its population is less than 3,000. County officials say the state collected the sales tax money, but through an administrative error, sent it back to the county's cities, not the county itself. The county says the mistaken payments were made for 9 years. The Kansas Jayhawks will face the University of Nebraska in the Sweet 16 round of the NCAA Women's Volleyball Tournament tonight. The Huskers are undefeated and ranked number one. Greg Eklund has a preview.
Jayhawks senior Ryan Swanson of McPherson, Kansas, is one of the Jayhawk holdovers from last season and helped KU make it to the Sweet 16 for the first time since 2021. She says, under first-year KU coach Matt Ulmer, the returning players successfully blended in with transfers and newcomers from Europe.
It was super cool. And just getting to know each and everyone's personalities, how they play, their playing style was just cool, and just seeing how we could form into a good team.
Swanson was a freshman when the Jayhawks last played against the Huskers, a second-round loss in the 2022 NCAA tournament. 16th-ranked KU enters this matchup against the Huskers with a 24-10 record. I'm Greg Eklund in Lincoln, Nebraska.
The Washburn women's soccer team is out of the Division II tournament after a heartbreaking 2-1 loss to Franklin Pierce in the national semifinal yesterday. Weather forecast for today, partly sunny skies with a high near 39 degrees. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 22. Cold front moves in for the weekend. Saturday, partly sunny with a high near 32. Sunday, sunny with a high near 24 degrees. Right now in Lawrence, mostly cloudy, 29 degrees at 7 minutes after 7.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the William T. Grant Foundation, supporting research to improve the lives of young people, online at wtgrantfoundation.org, and the listeners who support this NPR station.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inzage.
When police asked him to leave his home.
I'm surprised the bridge is still open. What's up, guys?
I give you an evacuation notice.
Okay.
Are you guys going to stay?
We recommend that you go. But...
Yeah. Well, thanks.
Yeah. Yep, you bet. Good luck, guys.
Down on the street, Mark Steen and dozens of others watched as river water began to seep through the protective wall.
They've done all they can. They got sandbags and the plastics up against the doors.
And that's about all you can do.
And just pray that somebody's watching over you.
He won't leave until water starts coming over that wall, he said. For NPR News, I'm Casey Martin by the Skagit River in Washington.
You're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Good morning. Coming up in about 10 minutes, we'll get the latest news from NPR and from the KPR newsroom. Coming up in the next half hour, the O'Connell Children's Shelter in Douglas County began 50 years ago as the O'Connell Children's Ranch, and it began as a way to address a troubling aspect of society at the time.
Mrs. O'Connell believed that it wasn't right that when children encountered police, both for their own misbehavior or the misbehavior of others, they sat in the county jail.
Coming up on Morning Edition, a look at the O'Connell Children's Shelter, the organization in this month's KPR Community Spotlight. You can hear that at 7:45.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, with gift certificates available for upcoming concerts, including vocal quartet Il Divo and Renee Fleming's Voice of Nature, The Anthropocene. Details are at lead.ku.edu.
Latest forecast from the National Weather Service says we should expect partly sunny skies today with a high near 39 degrees. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 22. Tomorrow, partly sunny with a high around 32.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, working to address major challenges in disease prevention and treatment, sustainable energy solutions, and more. Information about KU research is at ku.edu.
I'm Tim Franks, host of BBC NewsHour. Coming up, a new risk in Gaza, flooding. The man who arranged the escape of the Venezuelan Nobel Peace Prize winner, changing polar bears' DNA, and what's to love about French games and Swiss yodeling.
BBC NewsHour begins at 9 o'clock, right after Morning Edition on KPR2. It's 7:21.
Support for NPR.
Bees are usually the only insect involved in making honey, but now a new challenger has entered the ring. The spotted lanternfly has invaded the U.S., and its droppings, yep, you heard me right, may be invading the honey market.
This honey's much more savory.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Do you notice it's a little sour? All honey's not sweet.
A different and kind of awkward honey taste test. That's on All Things Considered from NPR News.
You can hear All Things Considered from 3 to 7 p.m. today and every weekday right here on Kansas Public Radio. Up next on Morning Edition, the latest news from NPR, from KPR, and a complete look at your weather forecast. Right now in Lawrence, it's mostly cloudy, 29 degrees. Sunrise is less than a minute away.
Some states have already passed laws dealing with AI transparency. Wall Street futures are mostly lower this morning. This is NPR News from Washington.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. Both Republican Kansas Senators Roger Marshall and Jerry Moran voted along party lines Thursday on bills related to Affordable Care Act subsidies. Marshall says he opposed the extension of tax credits offered by Democrats because it would not address fraud.
Regardless of whether we extend these subsidies or not, the cost of health insurance for everybody is going to go up 25% this year. And all the Democrats want to do is just have the federal government pay a bigger share.
Health experts disagree on the scale of fraud actually taking place. Four Republican senators voted with Democrats, including Josh Hawley from Missouri. A new report suggests that proposed federal budget cuts to environmental programs would force Kansas and other states to fill the gap. Zane Irwin has more.
Funding and staffing for the Kansas Department of Health and Environment has held steady for 15 years. But the Trump administration has suggested cutting funding for the Federal Environmental Protection Agency by 55%. That's according to the Environmental Integrity Project, a national advocacy organization. Jen Duggan, the group's executive director, warns that could mean less support for environmental research, disaster preparedness, and public health.
If EPA's capacity to do its job is further diminished, how prepared are our states to shoulder more responsibility for protecting us from these threats?
The Trump administration says its proposed budget reins in unnecessary regulation and renewable energy research. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Zane Irwin.
A Fort Riley cavalry unit that was organized during the Civil War has been deactivated. KSN reports the Army said goodbye to the 1st Squadron 6th Cavalry Regiment in a ceremony on the base Wednesday. In its 164 years, the Fighting 6th saw action from the Battle of Fredericksburg to the war in Afghanistan. The unit is being deactivated as part of a wide-ranging military reorganization known as the Army Transformation Initiative. The Army says the initiative will create a, quote, leaner, more lethal force. Weather forecast for today, partly sunny skies, high temperatures near 39 degrees, winds not too bad out of the north at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Things get colder over the weekend. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 22. Saturday, partly sunny with a high near 32. Sunday, sunny with a high near 24 degrees. It's 7:34.
Support for NPR.
This is NPR News.
This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Thanks for listening this morning. Still ahead, tis the season for office holiday parties. They can be great for team building and celebrating with colleagues in a relaxed atmosphere. But what can you learn about a company if you read the room? We'll find out at 7:51.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, with gift certificates available for upcoming events, including Peppa Pig, My First Concert, plus Broadway shows of Kinky Boots and Chicago the Musical. Details are at lead.ku.edu.
Weather forecast for today, partly sunny skies, highs this afternoon around 39 degrees. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 22. Things get a little cooler for the weekend. Forecast for Saturday, partly sunny with a high near 32. Sunday, sunny with a high near 24.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Art Guild, with an opportunity to shop for holiday gifts at their annual art fair this Saturday and Sunday at the Cider Gallery. Details at lawrenceartguild.org.
Right now, Lawrence, mostly cloudy, 29 degrees. Topeka, mostly cloudy, 28. It's 7:44.
Every month, Kansas Public Radio highlights the work of a nonprofit
for a more creative, equitable, and sustainable future. From the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, RWJF is a national philanthropy working toward a future where health is no longer a privilege, but a right. Learn more at rwjf.org. And from the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation at macfound.org.
This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Matthew Algio. This month's KPR Community Spotlight shines on an organization that's been helping young people in Douglas County for nearly half a century, the O'Connell Children's Shelter. To learn more, KPR's Jay Schaefer spoke with Marin Ludwig, the shelter's director of development and communications.
We're approaching our 50th anniversary next year. O'Connell Youth Ranch was founded in 1976. Mrs. O'Connell.
That's Marin Ludwig with O'Connell Children's Shelter. She was speaking with KPR's Jay Schaefer for this month's KPR Community Spotlight. One of the organization's biggest fundraisers is the annual Festival of Trees, which wrapped up last weekend. This year's festival raised $240,000 for O'Connell Children's Shelter. You can learn more about the shelter on our website, kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from LMH Health's new cancer center, offering cancer clinical trials and comprehensive treatment options, all under one roof. More information is available at lmh.org/cancercare.
Imagine your favorite Christmas carols performed by a swinging big band. Well, that is the formula at Big Band Christmas, KPR's annual holiday bash with the KC Jazz Orchestra. But you better hurry, the show is tomorrow night at Liberty Hall in Lawrence. There still are a few tickets available. You can get them at Ticketmaster.com or the Liberty Hall box office. It's going to be a great night, made possible in part by Dr. Stephen H. Chronister, Healing Smiles of Topeka.
Support for KPR comes from Kaiser Cummings Jewelers. More than 35 years of custom-designed, handcrafted jewelry in downtown Lawrence. Collection online at KaiserCummings.com.
This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. News from NPR and KPR about 10 minutes away. It's 9 before 8.
Listener, may I ask, what was your reaction when he raised the specter of senior management actually singing karaoke in front of you? If that gave you a shiver, let me recast that thought. How about we think about it instead as senior management joining with you in holiday song? I think that's less terrifying the second way. Our executive producer is Nancy Fargali. Our digital team includes Antoinette Brock, Emily McCune, and Dylan Mietinen. Our engineers are Rachel Breeze and Tessa Block. In Los Angeles, I'm David Brancaccio. It's the Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
You're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210 CR in Atchison 89.9, and K258 BT in Manhattan at 99.5.
Support for KPR's Community Spotlight comes from the Sunflower Foundation in Topeka, with a mission to serve as a catalyst for improving the health of all Kansans. More information is available at sunflowerfoundation.org.
Up next, the latest news from NPR and KPR. It's 8 o'clock.
Less than a half an hour to go to the opening bell on Wall Street, and U.S. futures contracts are trading in mixed territory. Dow futures are up about 0.2%. NASDAQ futures are down nearly 0.4%. You're listening to NPR News from Washington.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. Kansas Republican Senators Roger Marshall and Jerry Moran voted along party lines Thursday on two proposals to address the extension of Affordable Care Act subsidies. The current subsidies make health insurance plans on the government marketplace more affordable. Kaylin Moore reports.
Marshall and Moran both voted against a Democratic plan to extend subsidies. Marshall wants to get rid of them altogether and invest in private health savings accounts. But he says maybe the underlying problem is that Americans are too sick.
We spend about 90% of our money on health care on 7 chronic diseases. So number one is I need America to get healthier. Now, number two is we would do these things I talked about. Make patients consumers again.
Some experts say health savings accounts won't address rising health insurance costs. Four Republican senators voted with Democrats, including Josh Hawley from Missouri. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Kaylin Moore in Liberal.
The Kansas Board of Regents announced Thursday that Matthew Baker will be the next president of Emporia State University. Baker is currently vice president of student affairs at Northwest Missouri State University. He will take over for Emporia State President Ken Hush, who is retiring. Baker told a crowd that higher education is changing and that Emporia State will have to adjust to new demands.
Demographic shifts, technological disruptions, and evolving workforce needs require regional universities to adapt with agility. ESU will not sit on the sidelines of that change.
Hush has served as president of Emporia State since 2022, when the university fired 30 tenured or tenure-track professors to cut costs. 11 of the professors are suing Hush and others in federal court. Two people have been charged in connection with the death of a teenager in north central Kansas last January. The 17-year-old from Plainville was allegedly abandoned on a country road in the middle of the night in freezing weather. The teen was allegedly intoxicated and was wearing minimal clothing. The cause of death was hypothermia. The two people facing charges are Serena Barnhill of Natoma and Walter Lowry II of Stockton. The Junction City Post reports both are charged with aggravated child endangerment. A baseball field in Kansas City, Kansas has been named in honor of a Wyandotte County deputy who was killed in the line of duty last year. On Thursday, county officials renamed Heathwood Park Elijah Ming Memorial Field. Ming was shot and killed responding to a domestic disturbance call on July 26. He was 34. Weather forecast for today, partly sunny skies with a high this afternoon near 39 degrees. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 22. Saturday, partly sunny with a high near 32. Sunday, sunny with a high near 24. In Lawrence right now, cloudy skies, 29 degrees. This is Morning Edition on KPR. It's 8:07.
Support for NPR comes from
But one thing is clear. If Congress doesn't come to a consensus on health care by year's end, premiums are set to skyrocket. Sage Miller, NPR News.
You're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. It's 19 minutes after 8 o'clock. Coming up in 10 minutes, the latest news from NPR and the KPR newsroom. Coming up in the next half hour, the Trump administration says its strikes on alleged drug boats are legal. Experts disagree, and some service members are caught in the middle.
It's hard to be a soldier and make determinations in any situation, but it's especially hard in a situation like this.
Now, some service members are seeking outside legal advice. We'll hear that story at 8:34.
Support for KPR comes from Weaver's Department Store, 9th and Massachusetts in Lawrence. A community partner, Weaver's has served eastern Kansas since 1857 with men's and women's apparel, cosmetics, and kitchen and gourmet housewares. Weaver's in downtown Lawrence.
Coming up on the Classical Afternoon Show from noon to 3 today, we have a bit from Tchaikovsky's Nutcracker and Carols with the London Brass for your afternoon, along with Elgar's Bavarian Dances. You won't want to miss classical music from noon to 3. And if you're listening to KPR2, stay tuned for news from the BBC throughout the day.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through the development of new treatments for cancer, Alzheimer's disease, and more. Information about KU's research is at ku.edu.
Some good news for motorists in Lawrence. Construction on Iowa Street will soon end. The Lawrence Times reports the city will fully reopen the street next week. Crews are putting the finishing touches on it right now. Weather forecast for today, partly sunny skies, highs near 39 degrees. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 22. Saturday, partly sunny with a high near 32. Sunday, sunny with a high near 24. Cold front moving in for the weekend, but no precipitation in the forecast. Right now in Lawrence, cloudy skies, 29 degrees at 8:21.
Support for NPR comes from the state.
Bees are usually the only insect involved in making honey, but now a new challenger has entered the ring. The spotted lanternfly has invaded the U.S., and its droppings, yep, you heard me right, may be invading the honey market.
This honey's much more savory.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Do you notice it's a little sour? All honey's not sweet.
A different and kind of awkward honey taste test. That's on All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered comes your way this afternoon from 3 to 7 on KPR. Kay McIntyre's in for Laura Larson today. Up next on Morning Edition, the latest news from NPR and the KPR newsroom. Weather forecast for today, partly sunny with a high near 39 degrees. More details coming right up. In Lawrence at the moment, cloudy skies, 29 degrees at 8:30.
Told NPR that Kelly won't be intimidated and said, quote, Pete Hegseth and Donald Trump could do themselves a favor and learn about the country's history, the Constitution, and the rule of law. Quill Lawrence, NPR News.
This is NPR News from Washington.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. The Kansas Board of Regents has announced a new president for Emporia State University. Suzanne Perez reports.
In a unanimous vote, the Regents named Matthew Baker as Emporia State's next president. He is currently vice president of student affairs at Northwest Missouri State University. Baker will take over from Emporia State president Ken Hush, who is retiring. Baker says he wants to cultivate a culture of trust and belonging at Emporia State.
A university thrives when its faculty and staff feel valued, its students feel seen, and its leaders listen with intention.
Emporia State made national news in 2022 when Hush fired 30 tenured or tenure-track professors to cut costs. 11 of those professors are suing the university in federal court. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Suzanne Perez in Wichita.
Both Republican Kansas Senators Roger Marshall and Jerry Moran voted along party lines Thursday on bills related to Affordable Care Act subsidies. Marshall says he opposed the extension of tax credits offered by Democrats because it would not address fraud.
Regardless of whether we extend these subsidies or not, the cost of health insurance for everybody is going to go up 25% this year. And all the Democrats want to do is just have the federal government pay a bigger share.
Health experts disagree over the scale of fraud actually taking place. Four Republican senators voted with the Democrats, including Josh Hawley of Missouri. A Fort Riley cavalry unit that was organized during the Civil War has been deactivated. KSN reports the Army said goodbye to the 1st Squadron 6th Cavalry Regiment in a ceremony on the base on Wednesday. In its 164 years, the Fighting Sixth saw action from the Battle of Fredericksburg to the war in Afghanistan. The unit is being deactivated as part of a wide-ranging military reorganization known as the Army Transformation Initiative. The Army says the initiative will create a, quote, leaner, more lethal force. Weather forecast for today, partly sunny with a high near 39 degrees. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 22. Tomorrow, Saturday, partly sunny with a high near 32. Sunday, sunny with a high near 24 degrees. Right now in Lawrence, cloudy skies, 29 degrees. This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio.
Support for NPR comes from...
This is NPR News.
This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Good morning. Thanks for listening. Coming up on Morning Edition, a new study is providing hard data about just how bad school classes and closures during the COVID-19 pandemic were for children's mental health. We'll hear the details of that study coming up at 8:56.
If keeping your old car running is starting to feel like you're setting money on fire, the KPR Vehicle Donation Program can help extinguish that flame. Donate your vehicle online at kansaspublicradio.org to help support KPR.
Weather forecast for today, partly sunny skies, highs near 39 degrees. Cold front moves in for the weekend. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 22. Saturday, partly sunny with a high near 32. Sunday, sunny with a high only around 24.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Art Guild, with an opportunity to shop for holiday gifts at their annual art fair this Saturday and Sunday at the Cider Gallery. Details at lawrenceartguild.org.
Right now in Lawrence, cloudy skies, 29 degrees, Topeka, cloudy, 28. It's 8:44.
Join me, Nick Carswell, for 105.
This is NPR News.
Thank you for listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio on this Friday. Coming up in 10 minutes, we get the latest news from NPR, followed by the classical morning show from 9 till noon. Daryl Brogdon's in for Cordelia this morning. He has a lot of holiday-flavored music. We'll hear some of J.S. Bach's Christmas Oratorio, plus traditional English carols arranged by Ralph Vaughan Williams. That and much, much more. Join us for the classics today from 9 a.m. till noon on KPR. If you're listening to KPR, too, you'll hear news from the BBC.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight's on O'Connell Children's Shelter, serving Douglas County in Northeast Kansas, offering residential and prevention services to at-risk children and families, as well as foster home support. Information at O'ConnellChildrensShelter.org.
Weather forecast for today calls for partly sunny skies, high temperatures near 39 degrees, winds not too bad out of the north at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 22. Tomorrow, Saturday, partly sunny with a high near 32. Sunday, sunny with a high near 24.
Support for KPR comes from the historic Eldridge Hotel, offering dining experiences and gift cards this holiday season. Menus and details online at eldridgehotel.com.
Right now in Lawrence, cloudy skies, 30 degrees, Junction City cloudy and 30 as well. It's 9 minutes before nine.
What decisions we should be making to ensure we're paying attention to children.
She'd also like to see more funding for youth mental health services.
This research suggests that we should probably be redoubling our efforts in that domain instead of cutting back funding.
For the immediate future, Trump administration cuts to Medicaid are expected to reduce access to mental health care for young people. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Our theme music was inspired by B.J. Lederman. I'm Michelle Martin.
Indeed you are. I'm Steve Inskeep.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence, 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, 91.3, KANQ Chanute, 90.3. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Civic Choir, presenting a festival of joy featuring a variety of choral classics Saturday, December 13th, 7:30 p.m. at First United Methodist. More at Lawrence Civic Choir's Facebook page.
Thank you so much for joining us for Morning Edition on this Friday. Do keep listening. The Classical Morning Show is up next, right after the news from NPR. Daryl is in for Cordelia. He has plenty of excellent music for you. Do keep listening. Weather forecast for today, partly sunny skies, highs this afternoon around 39 degrees. Tonight, mostly cloudy, low around 22. For the weekend, Saturday's partly sunny with a high near 32. Sunday is sunny with a high near 24. Right now in Lawrence, cloudy skies, 30 degrees, Topeka cloudy, 29. Chanute cloudy and 33 degrees. Have a great weekend. It's a minute after 9.
Live.